The title of the sermon this morning is Praise is What I Do. Praise is What I Do, Part 1. It's April 7th, 2013. It's good to be alive, amen. And I'm going to just share a series about praise and the importance of praise. And you know, praise is what I do when I don't know what else to do, amen. And it's important that as we, as Christians, continue to grow in the things of God, that we have a lifestyle of praise. Everything that should come off our mouth should be praise, because praise propels you beyond your problem. Let me say that again. Praise propels you beyond your problem. If you have a problem and you want to get beyond it, just start praising God. You got a sickness in your body, it's about time you praise God to get beyond it. When circumstances don't turn out the way you want, it's about time that you praise God to get beyond it. Praise propels you beyond your problem and gets you into the promises of God. Amen? Oh, but Pastor, you don't know what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with lawyers, or I'm dealing with this situation, or I'm dealing with kids, or I'm dealing with this, or I'm dealing with that. Praise will propel you beyond your problems. Amen? As pastors, we have problems that come up and arise all the time in our lives. We don't always get good reports, because the devil is out to try to snuff us out. But I praise God, even though I'm going through something, so that I can get to the other side. Amen? See, the devil wants you to focus on your problems. However, God wants you to give him praise so that you can defeat the enemy's tactics and win the spiritual battles of your mind. Praise resets the clock and gives you a fresh outlook. This morning, we praised God. There are some songs in there that were focused on praise, because praise gets you focused on the things of God. It resets the clock. It gives you a different perspective, a different outlook, per se. There is always something that we can find to worry about, but there's always something that we can thank God for. See, the question I have for you this morning is, what are we focusing on most? Whatever we think about most determines the direction of our lives. And when we can either praise God or we can complain and murmur. That's what we can do. Which direction do you choose this day? See, praise is what I do, because when I get to heaven, I want to be already prepared so I don't go, huh? What? Praise is what we do when we get to heaven. Amen? It's our expression of love for God. This morning, let's take 15 seconds and just praise the Lord. Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, I thank you for giving me life this morning. Lord, thank you for eyes to see. Lord, God, thank you for ears. I mean, get excited. Hasn't the Lord done anything for you this morning? Lord, I thank you this morning. Lord, I praise you, Lord, for all that you're doing in me and through me and for me. Thank you, Lord, for that car that should have hit me, but it didn't, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for favor, Lord. Thank you for increase. Thank you for the job that I have, Lord God. I just praise you for all that you do. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise is what we do. You want your atmosphere to shift from where you're at today to do something different, then you just got to praise him. Amen? We're going to take a look at the scripture this morning. In Psalms 34:1. Psalms 34:1, 2, and 3. This is the New King James Version. If you got it, say, I got it. Psalms 34:1. It says, I will bless the Lord once in a while. I will bless the Lord only in the good times. Wasn't there a show called Good Times? Okay. I will bless the Lord most of the time. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. So when does it leave it out? Does it leave any time out? No, all times. His praise shall be once in a while on my mouth, because I want to murmur and complain the other 85%. Isn't that what that says? No, I'm helping you this morning. Because this had to I had to deal with this. What's coming out of my mouth? His praise shall continually. So it means continually means all the time. It should be coming out of my mouth, and the other stuff should be a lot less. And it says, my soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I will bless the Lord at all times. Good times, bad times. When I'm sleeping, I'm hoping that I'm sleeping and I'm speaking in my sleep is all praises to God. His praise shall be continually on my lips. If his praise is on my lips, if the words coming out of my mouth is praises, then I'm not doing complaining. I'm not murmuring. I'm not getting worried. I'm not getting upset. I'm not worried that North Korea's got a bomb and they're going to push it because we'll obliterate them. Come on now. I'm not worried about what the doctor's report says. I'm going to continue to praise him even if I have 15 cents left in my pocket. Because at least I got 15 cents. I'm going to praise him all the time. No matter what. Why? Because if I praise him, I'm going to get my focus off of me and onto him. And if I can get my focus onto him, he's the one who's going to help me fix my problem. Amen? His praise is what I do. God is about his praise. He fills the atmosphere with your praises. There's three key benefits to praise. There's three key benefits to praise. And if you know, there's a key used to unlock something. God gives you keys so that you can unlock something. God gives you keys so that you can access something that you couldn't access before. You can't access my car and start it unless you have the keys. Amen? There's three keys to praise. Praise builds your faith. Praise defeats the devil. And praise ministers to God. Let me say that again. The three keys of benefits of praise is praise builds your faith. In other words, where you had unbelief, there becomes less of it. Praise defeats the devil. Oh, the devil. We give the devil way too much credit. Devil smevel. He can't do nothing. He's under my feet. Amen? Praise ministers to God. You know, it's nice to be ministered to, but it sure is nice to minister to God. How do we do that? Through our praises. Don't you think God wants to hear something good about himself? They're blaming him for everything else in the world. Isn't it nice to praise God? When we praise and worship God, get this morning, we shift our thinking to his promises and away from our problems. When we praise and worship God, when we're here praising God, we're thanking him, we're lifting up holy hands, we're doing those things for God, we shift our thinking to his promises instead of our problems. Amen? Take a look at Proverbs 23:7. I only have a couple scriptures this morning. Proverbs 23:7. New King James Version. Proverbs 23:7. It says, "For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you." You can shift your thinking to his promises and away from your problems if you think you can. As a man thinks, he is. If you think you'll always be poor, you always will be poor. If you think what you can't think of having, you'll never have. Well, I'll never have a new car. You're right, you won't. Well, Pastor, that's not speaking faith. No, that's because you're speaking it in existence. I can't go against what your will is. If your will is you want to be broke, busted, and disgusted, well, that's. But for me, I'm going to praise him beyond my situation. I'm going to praise him beyond the pain that I have. I'm going to praise him beyond my financial condition. I'm going to praise him. Why? Because I want to set myself up for him to work on my behalf. When we praise God, we shift the atmosphere and the things in our life begin to change. If I don't like the atmosphere I'm in, I need to shift it with my praise. Amen. Our thoughts determine our course of life. What are we dwelling on? What are we thinking? I got that bill when I get home. I got to pay. Oh, you know that, you know. What are you focusing on? I'm focusing on the things of God. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how he's going to do it. It ain't my problem. God's going to help me. I'm not alone in this. See, our lives will go in the direction of whatever way we think the most. If we think about things in a negative realm, then that's the realm that we're going to go. Oh, Pastor, I can never have a house. You're right, you won't. I'll never be able to go to college. You're right, you won't be able to. But I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him no matter what I'm going through. No matter what report I get from the doctor. No matter what bad negative things come in the mail. When the IRS comes and sends you a note, are you going to get all upset about it? Or are you going to praise him through it? At least they got my name. They must know I'm Jeff the taxpayer. Amen. I give to Caesar what's the Caesar's, and I give to God what is God's. Thank God they're knocking on my door. I just praise God for it. Do you praise him in the little things? Do you praise him that you had breath in your lungs this morning, that you could make it? Did you praise him this morning that you got eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth that can praise him this morning? Did you praise him that you still got two hands that you can go out and get something done with it? Can you still praise him that you got legs that work so that you can walk and get it done? I used to complain about the shoes I wore until I met a man that had no feet. Don't complain about that no more. See, our lives go in the direction of whatever we're thinking about most. What have you been dwelling on? What do you think about most? See, the devil attacks the mind, but praise stops him in his tracks. The devil tries to attack your mind, but praise just stops the devil right where he's at. If the devil is pushing you, just start to praise God. And when you start to praise God, the devil's going to stop. He's going to go, oh man, they got the secret. They got the key. They got the answer. Oh man, they're starting to worship this Jesus, and they're getting off the focus of what I just put in their mindset. And oh my God, what am I going to do? The devil says, and then he flees. He don't want no part of you. When you begin to praise God, you get your focus off of you and you put it on to him. The best position is to be in his hands. To be the center of his will. See, our lifestyle should be that of praise. When you're going through a trial, it's imperative that you praise him even more. Most people run from church when they're going through trials, and then they get swallowed up by those trials. You don't see them for weeks or months or years. But our lifestyle should be that of praise, because thanksgiving and praises destroys doubt and unbelief. We all have the same measure of faith. Amen? So the seed of faith that God's given you is all the same, but what happens is it gets covered over by your doubt and unbelief. But when you praise him, that doubt and unbelief begins to dissipate. Take a look at Colossians 2:6. This is last scripture this morning. It's the New Living Translation, Colossians 2:6. Amen? It says, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. It's just not good to follow him for one day and then go a different way. It means you need to follow him all the rest of your days. It says, and let your roots grow down in him, into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with what? Thankfulness. You'll overflow. God's into you overflowing with abundance. It's okay that you have something. Amen? The amount of time you spend praising God determines where you are in your relationship with him. Oh, go let me just talk to the cross for a minute. The amount of time I spend praising God demonstrates where you are in your relationship with Him. Let me help you. My wife will tell you this to be a true statement. I spend time praising my wife. Not because she needs to hear it and she's got an ego so big that her head can't fit through the door. That's not the truth. I praise her because I love her. I praise her because I'm in relationship with her. I praise her because I want to draw near to her. She's my friend. She's going to be my advocate. She's going to back me even when I sometimes am a fool. I praise her. Why? Because of her goodness that's inside of her. I praise my children. Why? Because I want them to be close to Father. So why would we be any different if we do it in the natural with our children or our wives or our parents, but we can't do that with the Father in heaven? The amount of time you spend praising Him demonstrates your love for Him. As Christians, our praise should be the driving force for our lives. Our lifestyle of praise should set us apart from everyone else. When you're going through something, you should be the one praising, "Oh Lord, I'm going through this, but I just praise You for it. You're getting me through it. I praise You, Lord God." I praise You that situation didn't work out, because I learned something from it. I'm glad that house went over there or went over here, and now I got a different house. Whatever that situation might be. You praise Him even when it's not going good. I praise Him when it's going great. I think, "Oh, Lord, thank You, man. Thank You. Thank You, Lord, that You gave me that penthouse suite last week. Oh, man, was it nice." I was giving Him glory. I was jumping up and down. I said, "Hallelujah, thank You, Jesus." The time I got to push that floor to the 25th, ding! Everyone looks, I go, "I'm going to the penthouse." I was praising God. But do I still praise Him when I get a bad report from the doctor? Do I still praise Him when my parents aren't feeling well and they don't give them good reports? But I just praise Him. Why? Because I love Him. Do I praise Him when my kids don't do good in school after they get a whooping? I still love Him, but I still praise Him. Do you still praise Him even when life doesn't seem to be fair? When you feel like you're in fire, do you still praise Him? Do you still praise Him? When they throw you in the fiery furnace, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. No, I'm still going to praise Him because there's another one in there. I'm not alone. I'm not by myself. I'm going to praise Him. Why? Because it builds the atmosphere. When you praise Him, it shifts things. Praise will change your circumstances and restore whatever you have lost. You thought you lost it, but you begin to praise God and you got something different. We should be so filled with praise that it spills over in the lives of others, causing them to want to praise with us. I don't know why I'm praising God right now, but man, brother, you just got this demeanor about you. Sister, there's something about you. You're going through hell, and you're praising God, and I just feel like I need to praise with you. I don't know why. If we don't get seats next to ourselves on the plane on Thursday, I'm going to be praising God. Why? Because they're going to be so loud praising God in the airplane, they're going to want to sit us all together. Because praise is what I do. And I sing off key, so they're going to want me to just get next to my family. My wife will say, "I don't want to sit next to you, but I'll praise with you." See, the devil wants our praise. He wants us to focus on the negative things. He wants to attack our mindsets. He wants us to fill us with negative thoughts, and he wants the things that come out of our mouth just to be negative. We continually fight these spiritual battles in our mind, but meditation on God's promises and through praise, we get the victory. There's always something to praise God about. We must guard ourselves against murmuring and complaining. Murmuring and complaining will cause a person to focus on the negative things in life. This is why maintaining an attitude of praise is vital to the success of a Christian life. I don't like to hang around people that are always negative. It just zaps the tar out of me. I want to hang around people that are uplifting. Yeah, you're going through stuff. Everybody goes through stuff. The key is how long you're going to stay in the stuff depends if you're going to praise them out of your stuff. Oh, Pastor. Oh, you could be. I was a negative complainer. Looked at. I was a pessimist. Oh, that would never work out for me. It never did. Couldn't figure out why. I'll never get married. I'll never find a beautiful woman. You're right. I found a lot of ugly ones. But they're beautiful in the skin deep. They're, you know, beauty's only skin deep. Remember that. Ugly ones stick to the bones. But I mean, beauty's only skin deep. I mean, you know. Just kidding. Touch me, Lord, please. I praise your name. I praise your name. I didn't mean they're ugly, but they're ugly spiritually. See, you took it all in the wrong context. Thank you for letting them recover, Lord. Because their attitudes were wrong. They were negative. Doesn't it say, what did it say in that scripture? It says, I will bless the Lord once in a while. I'm going to bless them at all times. All the time. All the time. It leaves no other time than all the time. And it says, and his praise shall continually be on my mouth. So before I catch myself complaining, I better have a praise coming out. What do people say about you? What do people think about you? Because they think about who you are by what comes out of your mouth. Are you praising? Or are you condemning? The benefits of praise, there's those keys. It builds your faith. It gets you out of unbelief. Praise defeats the devil, because the devil doesn't want to hear you praising him, because the devil thinks he's got you under control when he's got you on the run. But when you praise him, you say, hey, then you start pushing the devil back in a corner. You say, hey, I'm going to praise him no matter what, devil. I'm catching some hell, but I'm praising God anyways, because I know what his word says. And when I praise him, it ministers to God, and then God wants to minister back to me. He wants to give me the word. He wants to give me the answer. He wants to comfort me. He wants me to crawl into his arms and say, hey, I'm in safety. That's what praise does. When you praise and worship God, you shift your thinking to his promises and away from your problems. The devil wants to bring up all your problems so that he can contain you and hold you there and get you bound up so that you don't go to where God wants to take you. See, our thoughts determine the course of our lives. Our lifestyle of praise and thanksgiving destroys your doubt and unbelief. The amount of time you spend praising God determines where you are in your relationship with him. It's no different. You spend time with those you want to spend time with because there's something you have in common. If the person is always negative, you don't hang with that person long. My wife and I are going to be married 20 years this year. We've known each other for 22 years. We didn't know all these principles. We used to complain and murmur and get on each other's nerves and argue and fight and be stupid and all kinds of craziness. But as we grow older, we learn to start complimenting each other. Amen? She'll tell me that those white socks don't look good with the suit. Can't wear gym socks and tennis shoes with your new suit. Go buy some shoes. Get socks that match. Why? Because she's there to help me. Amen? Those don't look like black socks. Those are blue socks. They sure look black to me when I put them on this morning. But she's there to help me. Because she spends time with me. And I praise her. Why? Because she's beautiful and she's loving and she's caring. But that's how she is to me. Amen? So I want to draw close to that. And when she praises me, I want to draw close to that. Amen? I don't know if you have an animal, but if you ever pet your cat or dog and you praise them, they want to come to you more often, don't they? Even a dog and a cat knows that. But as humans, we don't understand that we can get closer to God just by praising Him. If a dog and cat can get it, come here, little kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, I love you. You're so good. Oh, Fido, you rolled over. Here's your little tree. I love you. Come here, little Pookie. The dog knows. But we don't know how to do that with God. God doesn't want to pet your hat and give you a bone. He wants to bless you. He wants to get you out of your circumstances. That's right. But you got to praise your way through. Our praise is the driving force for our lives. It's a lifestyle. It separates us from those that don't praise Him. Praise will change your circumstances and restore what you lost. This morning, we got to focus on praising Him for what He's done and what He's continuing to do and how He wants to get it done through you and through me. Praise is what we do. When I have no other words to say is, I got to praise Him. I got to praise Him in my difficult situation. I got to praise Him when I get the bad result. I got to praise Him for what I've got. I praised Him that I still had money on my gold card for the Starbucks this morning. Oh, that's silly, Pastor. But see, I can praise Him for the big things because they're easy. You know, thank you, Lord, for the favor that I had. Thank you, Lord, for the free buffet tickets that I got. Those things are easy to pray for. But man, it gets a little harder when you got some difficult situations. Or we don't think about the little small things God does for you. He gave you breath this morning. He gave you sight. He gave you ears. Maybe they don't work all good, but just praise Him that they're going to be able to hear better. Amen? Well, Pastor, you don't know what I've gone through. You don't. I mean, I just drive this pile of junk car. Praise Him that you got a car. That you ain't taking a Sempta bus. Oh, man, gas prices are high. At least you got money to pay for a gallon of gas. I ain't got this. I ain't got that. Praise Him that you got your eyes. You got clothes. Oh, Lord, I just need a new long sleeve shirt. Well, you know, thank God that you got a short sleeve shirt. How about the guy that got no arms? He ain't going to have no use for the long sleeve shirt. But he's probably still praising God in his wheelchair with his no legs and his no arms. Oh, Pastor, that's crazy. No, we seen some preacher guy had no arms and no legs, didn't he? Can't remember his name. He had no feet. He was born with no legs. Like a little tail foot thing. And he was praising God for just the way he was. They'd pick him up and put him on a podium, you know, and didn't have no arms. Can't feed himself. But he had breath in his lungs to praise God. He had eyes that still can see and hear by the Spirit of God. Pastor, well, that's just one guy. Okay. You complain that you got a whole closet full of nothing to wear. And then there's somebody who's homeless with no clothes to wear. Come on. See, I praise Him that I've got a lot of things. I praise Him that both my kids at home listen to me. I praise Him that I could afford to give them some cell phones. I praise God that my stepson is going to live back in the United States and ain't going over to Afghanistan anymore. Because that's answered prayer. Because mama been petitioning God, saying, hey, we don't want him over there no more. I know he make a lot of money, but he need to be here. And God, in a term of events, arranged something to change so that he would want to stay here. He's in the cold country of Michigan. I mean, that's just like being in Afghanistan, but it's all right. But God orchestrated, because now we get to see him next week. I praise him for that. See, it's the little thing. If you can just praise him in the little thing. I praise him when I don't have to deal with traffic. I praise him that I had like 5 green lights getting here. Lord, thank you. I got another green. Oh, thank you, Lord. You think that's silly. But I'm acknowledging who continually on my You're getting it, aren't you? Lord, I thank you that I can go to lunch today and have enough money to pay for it and give a nice 20% tip. And then leave my business card that says Spirit Life Christian Church. Why don't you come join us? Praise Him. Praise Him in the little stuff. Praise Him. I still got 2 elderly parents. My wife still got 2 parents alive. They drive me crazy sometimes. But I love them. Thank God I still have them in my life. They could go tomorrow. But I know where they're going. And I know I'll see them. It's still nice to see them walk through the door. See, I praise Him for that little stuff that we take for granted. I praise Him every time my car starts. You know what I'm saying? I'm praising for the weather we're in, that we don't have to live in a whole bunch of rain or any of that cold or any of that snow or any of that. I praise Him. I praise Him, Lord. And then when it gets difficult and I'm getting squeezed like a toothpaste, I'm still praising Him. I'm still praising Him, even though my shoulder hurts like Hades. I'm still praising Him that it's healed. Get bad reports, I still praise Him. Because I'm going to praise Him through the circumstance. Because if I want to dwell there, the devil will allow me to dwell there as long as I want to. But God says, I just want you to touch base and take off. I don't want you dwelling in that place. It's not the promised land. We're all going to the promised land. You're going to have some inconvenience. But you're going to praise Him during the inconvenience. I'm praising Him that we got a nice rental car when I go there. And if I don't, I'm still going to praise Him when we're in that Yugo. Amen? And 4 of us are in there. Or the Pinto with the exploding gas tank. I'm still going to praise Him. Amen? I'm going to have faith to drive it. Amen? Still going to praise Him when we only have 1 hotel room and 1 bed. Kids sleeping on the floor. Praise God. I praised Him when I got the free hotel room, though. Come on. That's why I haven't gone to the mission field, because I haven't praised Him enough. You never know what God's going to do. Praise Him in all circumstances. Every situation, good, bad, ugly, indifferent. Praise Him. Why? Because God wants to see where you're at in His relationship with Him. Do you trust Him enough to get you? Are you locking hands with Him? And is He pulling you through to the other side, or are you just trying to do it yourself? I'm just going to do this one myself. It's going to be a struggle, but I can do it on my own. God's the whole time, he's got his whole hand out there. He's got an army waiting for you. He's got the helicopter and the boat to rescue you, and you're like, I'm going to do it myself. No, I'm going to praise him when the storms come in my life. Because if I don't have a storm, then I don't have a test. If I don't have a test, I can't have a testimony. When the Budzinskis hit, man, that Michigan ground, a whole place is going to be set on fire. It's going to shake. They're here. Devil's going to say, uh-oh, he's arrived. It's pretty depressed there. But I'm there to go break the depression. Not because of me. It's because who lives inside of me. When I praise him, I become 10 foot tall. I have better things than go to a cold country, but we're going to go and be a blessing at a wedding. I don't like to travel far. I like my own domain where I'm at. 150 mile radius. Good, I could drive. But God says, go. But we're going to shift the atmosphere when we get there. We're going to be the voice of reason. And I mean, my wife and I were just talking about this. She goes onto that Facebook and she sees all our friends there, and they're all negative, and they're all upset, and their lives are in turmoil. And everything on their Facebook was negative. And I looked at her and I said, man, so good to be away from that. And then I remember I'm going back to that, to go speak against that, that holds people back. Well, you know, Pastor, I lost my job, 2 years ago when the auto plant closed. Thank God you had the job all that time. Thank God that you're still surviving. Thank God that you're getting the unemployment check. It's still coming your way. Thank God there's been some trickling of income. Thank God you don't have any health problems. Praise him. If you praise him, you might get some things that were taken away from you restored. Yeah, but you don't know what I went through. Well, you don't know what Jesus went through either. And God's saying, if you praise him, Jesus even praised him at the cross. Father, not your will be done, but I'm going to do it your way. I'll praise you. I'll praise you. Oh, they're whipping me. I'll praise you when they're putting the nails through my hands. Still going to praise you. They were continually on his lips. Even when the guy was up at the cross with him and said, and the other guy says, just remember me. Well, just remember me when you get to paradise. I deserved what I'm doing, but you didn't. God said, oh, yeah. I got you. Jesus, I got you. Continually, lips praising, not murmuring, not complaining. Oh, the world's treating me horrible. I ain't God. But you got a Savior. You got an advocate. You got a best friend. So this morning, let's take a moment. We're going to bring up the singers. They're going to sing a praise song. And I'm going to close with that. And I just want you to praise God. Because praise is what you do. Praise is what you were born for. Praise is what you were created for. Praise is what it's all about. Praise is what you do. That's who you are. That's your nature. So this morning, I'm going to bring up our singers this morning, and we're going to do song number two back there, Matt. Number two. Get that mic'd up. And we're going to praise God, and then we're going to dismiss. We can have some coffee and some food and just fellowship for a little bit. Amen. And if there's anything that's been holding you back, right now is a really good time to praise him. Amen.